Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him. So the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for the fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, serving as the basis of our meditation, has been written by the Holy Spirit through the evangelist Saint John, where we hear our Savior's welcome into the holy city of Jerusalem, where they will pronounce his death sentence. "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Hosanna in the highest. Our meditation this morning is titled, "Save Us, He Did." Please be seated. So if you're watching TV, if you're reading things online, if you're still getting a newspaper, you know that there's a lot of bad news out there. Am I telling you anything you don't already know? How many of you just want to get off the grid? It's so overwhelming. Yeah, except for I'm not sure if we'll ever be allowed to get off the grid, right? I mean, it's scary, really scary, in all kinds of different ways. I mean, we're facing challenges with what's happening with Russia and Ukraine and the potential for even more involvement. We're dealing with the challenges of soaring prices and inflation in our own nation. what's going on? Too much and more than we can handle. I mean, how many ways do we want to say, save me, save me? How many ways do we find ourselves just a day late and a dollar short? Whether it has to do with the challenges of making our time work, challenges with finances, with health, with relationships. There's a lot going on in your life and in my life. It almost makes you want to just tune it all out. Or to at least find some levity. I don't know if you've been looking at any of the bumper stickers out there, but every once in a while it's nice to see something that makes you just have a little smile. How about this? You're just jealous because the voices are talking to me. Or cover me, I'm changing lanes. Right? Or if we quit voting for them, will they all just go away? And of course the answer is no. The face is familiar, but I can't quite remember my name. Or how about this one? It's been lovely, but I have to scream now. Or I haven't lost my mind. It's backed up somewhere. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and sometimes you just need to stop and realize that there's more going on here and that God can handle it. How about this one? Let me be in charge today. You know, it's Palm Sunday, and it's a wonderful day. We've did a little differently today just to celebrate Jesus and what he alone could do. And it's quite fascinating how he received such a welcome. Although, in the rest of that chapter, it's kind of like a real bummer to hear how he was really being received by those who shouted out to him. What's going on? Why did that happen? Well, it's not easy. If we're looking to be saved in all kinds of different ways, the danger there is we might be calling upon all the wrong people, places, and things for our salvation and our rescue. And that's what was going on that day. Even though they said, Hosanna, Hosanna. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, for everything and anything you and I are going through, this is really the go-to prayer for it all. Hosanna. It's a Hebrew construct. It literally means, save us, we pray. Save us, we pray. And they called Jesus the King of Israel. But what kind of a king were they looking for? The kind of king that Jesus was intending to be, or the kind of king they wanted Jesus to be? You see, there's a big difference between those two kinds of kings. Certainly, they were facing all kinds of challenges like we are. I mean, has the world really changed that much? The answer is no. When it comes right down to all the simple, basic things, we're just still people. And we can get lost in all kinds of ways. We can find ourselves seeing all kinds of different needs that need to be rescued from or delivered from in all kinds of different ways. And the challenge that we have in our text today is that these people were people that were really looking for the Messiah. I mean, we caught the conversation later in John chapter 12, talking to Jesus about the Messiah and how the Messiah will always be and how they didn't get it. And the challenge in all of this is they thought they knew more about God than they really did. They didn't know as much about God as they really thought. And that's my life, and that's your life. And that's why we need to cry out Hosanna to Jesus, who comes to us today in such a humble way, in word and sacrament. As confused as the whole group of people were that day so long ago, as confused as we can be ourselves today, the good news, the gospel for us today, is simply this. Jesus knows what he's doing. He knows what needs to be done. so that you and I can be rescued, so that you and I can be delivered. And maybe there are places in your life right now where it's not easy to embrace that. Trust that good news nonetheless. You don't need any other God to help you. I mean, our Old Testament reading is quite sobering. I mean, God is basically saying to his family, look, you've used up and you've worn out all the gods that haven't served you any good purpose at all, so now you're left with me. And that's all you need is me. And that's where you and I are in our life as well. God won't let you down. God won't let me down. And so Jesus, knowing, as confused as everyone was, knew exactly what he needed to do as he took that trip into Jerusalem that day among all those shouts of joy. Because he knew how everything would change during Holy Week, and still he came to our rescue. Hosanna. Save us, he did. Save us, he has. Take comfort in his love for you. No matter where you find yourself at the end of your rope, he lives there and he can care for you like no one else can. I mean, it really is a glorious day. Jesus coming to our rescue, being our Savior, delivering us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Coming to our rescue to give us a peace that goes beyond all that we understand. To promise the care of our lives, no matter what we go through, no matter what we deal with. And as much as we find ourselves looking at a world that seems to be falling apart and filled with all kinds of challenges, let's just cry out Hosanna whenever we need to, wherever we're at, whatever we're going through, what others are going through, knowing that as confused as we can be, Jesus knows exactly what needs to be done. If he went the way of the cross for you and me, he will care for us across everything else in our lives where we see the need. Cry out, Hosanna. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.